Yo, what up? Peace and blessings to the fam. This is your big homie Jared, and you are rocking with the Retro Insider podcast show, brought to you by the RetroInsider.com, the hottest new sneaker website on the planet, I guarantee it. So go check out the website if you haven't done so. But anyways, thank you for checking out this content, and shout out to all you new and returning listeners. I've been checking out the stats on the show, been getting a lot of new listeners from different areas. So shout out to everybody in the UK that's been joining us. Big shout out to you guys across the pond. So glad that you're tuning in, getting this sneaker content. Hopefully you enjoy it. Hit me up, any of you, on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook at the Retro Insider or the Retro Insider. That's pretty much everywhere. Love to interact with you guys. But anyway, in today's segment, we're going to talk about the handful of L's that I had to hold this past weekend, Friday, with these Travis Scotts, these Sakais, all of that good stuff. So I'm going to tell you how the release went. Hopefully you guys did much better than I did. Hopefully so. But then we just going to talk about some stuff related to taking L's in the sneaker game. And I think the right perspective you should have, you know, in the sneaker culture. But anyways, that's all coming up next. But first, here's a word from our sponsor. Today's episode is brought to you by Stitcher Premium. Stitcher is the easiest way to listen to podcasts on your computer, smartphone, smart speaker, and even in your car. For only $4.99 a month, subscribers get access to ad-free shows like Wolverine, The Lost Trail, The Fantasy Footballers, as well as access to Stitcher original content, bonus episodes, comedy albums, and more. If you're interested in getting started with Stitcher Premium, go to stitcher.com/premium to sign up today. And don't forget to use our promo code RETRO for 1 month free. All right, so welcome back. And without any further ado, let's go ahead and jump right into today's segment. Now, as I mentioned in the intro, it was pretty dreadful this weekend as far as the sneaker releases. Now, I don't expect to win every sneaker release, and I do have a great ability to take my L's, which I'll discuss more about that later. But what was disheartening about the Sakai release, which was on Thursday the 10th, was the fact that I didn't even get a shot to get the sneakers. And what do I mean by that? Well, actually, for the past couple weeks, at least, that's just when I noticed it, is my sneakers app does not work on my phone. When I open the app, it just says loading, and it continues to say loading forever. And, you know, I've tried to troubleshoot the situation, thinking it was maybe a update that I needed for iOS. So I updated my phone to the latest version of iOS, deleted the sneakers app, re-downloaded it, signed in again, and it still did not work. So unfortunately for the Sakai release, as far as the sneakers app is concerned, I did not win the draw because I never did enter. So that was kind of a bummer, or a huge bummer, really. So as far as the other raffles that were available for other retailers, didn't win those, which I wasn't expecting to win those either, but you still got to try, right? But moving on to Friday with the Travis Scott release. Now, this is the one that really, really kind of got to me, considering the fact that I was able to get the Jordan 1 Travis Scott's. Now, I was able to get that through the Foot Action reservation and in Chicago, and actually was able to travel to Chicago to get those. Now, in this scenario, I was expecting to have the same luck. I'm like, okay, the stock numbers seem to be a bit higher. I've spent more money with my Foot Action account. You know, they should let your boy have a size 12 and get out the door, right? And maybe even a grade school or a toddler, or maybe even just a preschool. You know, I'm just happy with something. But your boy had to sit there and accept all of those L's, and it was, you know, it was hurtful, because like I said, I had anticipated the same success that I had on the original Jordan 1 Travis Scott release. So as that goes, I don't know, man. I've been kind of staying away from YouTube, looking at people's reviews. It's crazy that might sound, you know, it kind of hurt for a little bit. So I don't know how the release went at that much as far as other people, but I was like, man, somebody stole my Travis Scott's, bro. Like, really stole my Travis Scott's. That's the way I was feeling. But nah, as far as the Nike sneakers release, though, fortunately, I was able to find a solution or a workaround that allowed me to enter that draw. So Nike.com/launch is actually the online web desktop version of sneakers. So you don't necessarily have to get into the app for certain releases. Some releases you probably do have to have the app, but this time I was able to log in on the desktop and into the draw. And even then it was kind of buggy. You know, I was able to enter the draw, but I had to re-enter a lot of my information, even though I was signed into my account, which was kind of strange. I'm like, I have everything in there, shipping, payment, all of that good stuff. So I was still able to enter the draw, and I got a notification really about a minute or two into the draw that said there was a payment error on a particular size. I think it was a toddler size or preschool that made me suggest that I probably would have won that draw, but for some reason the payment processing didn't go through, which was another dagger stuck 2 more inches into my heart. Like, I was just like, oh, so you mean I probably could have got these, but since y'all app or system is messed up, I can't? Like, it was really terrible. But you know, at the end of the day, like I said, I tried as best that I could to maintain a positive attitude, even though I had had my hopes and hearts and expectations set on these shoes. I had to learn, you know, or remember that it's just sneakers. But anyways, on to that segment or portion of the segment of the show coming up next, where we talk about how to maintain the right perspective when it comes to these sneakers. So that's coming up right now. All right, so let me preface this whole segment of the show by saying that I'm not going to get too philosophical, too intellectual, or in over my head when talking about this topic, but I think it's something that we must address here on the channel. We know that the sneaker culture is phenomenal. It's good. We love sneakers. We love, you know, the aspect of artistry, the thrill of getting a sneaker that is limited, all of that. We understand how impactful that is to our lives. But we must admit that some people just have an unhealthy relationship with sneakers. Whether we want to call them addicted or obsessed, they have found an imbalance in how sneakers operate in their entire landscape of life, right? And so when we see these people take L's, they have an emotional reaction that seems to be critically unhealthy. Like, it affects them in ways that, like, whoa, really, dude? It's only a pair of sneakers. I mean, even though these are cool, they are Virgil Abloh's, Travis Scott's, these are just sneakers. Now, when we look at sneakers, they functionally serve a purpose to protect our feet, make us feel comfortable. But there's also another aspect of being a social status symbol, right? And we can't really deny that. Like it or not, it is what it is. People wear sneakers to show they have something, or they are about something, or display some type of image, portray an image about who they are as people, right? So I'm not here to judge as far as whether that's right or wrong. You do what you do. Everybody has a little thing that they have, right? So nothing really wrong with that, at least for the sake of this conversation. However, I think it becomes a problem when you let certain things that have such a minuscule functional, benefit to your life, how those little things can transform into mountains into your mind state, and how they affect how you go about your life. So if you do absurd amount of things to get sneakers, like I said, I can't judge. But when those sneakers don't come in your possession and you do absurd things in response to that, I think you need to reevaluate your, reverence or respect for the sneaker culture. So I know the feeling of losing out on a sneaker, and now that affects me, it's not a good feeling. But what I've learned to do is must see things from the bigger picture, or see the bigger picture of life. These are just shoes. I am just one man on a planet of over 6-7 billion people, right? Me not getting this sneaker is not going to destroy not only my life or my future. And I refuse to let this moment linger into my future and affect every other aspect of my life, how I treat other people, all of that good stuff. So I think people, we must always be mindful of the big picture and understand this is cool and all, but this is a very small part of the overall landscape of life and humanity. So, you know, this is just my thoughts and opinions on this. I'm sure you have thoughts and opinions, not just on this subject, but on this Travis Scott Sakai releases. If you want to let me know how everything went for you this past weekend on release day, please let me know. I would like to hear about your success, even though I will be jealous. I'm going to go be straight up with you. I'm going to be jealous, but I at least want to hear that somebody caught that dub. A friend of mine here in Dallas, he was able to hit on a pair of the Sakais. Don't know which version, but he was able to hit through the sneakers, and I really felt good for him because that dude has never won anything on sneakers of significance. Of course, he could have got stuff that sat for a week, but anything significant, he's never gotten. So shout out to my homie there who finally got that Sakai. Hopefully, he's going to keep them. He thought about maybe flipping them, but anyways, that's pretty much it, guys. Of course, if you want to hit us up, follow us on Instagram, hit us in the DMs, Twitter, all that good stuff. As well, there is a link in the show's description where you can send us a 60-second voice message letting us know your thoughts and opinions on this segment, whether good or bad. I love to hear all feedback. Now, also, before we get out of here, please, please, please go check out the RetroInsider.com. We're giving you all the release dates, news, reviews for your hottest, classic, favorite retro sneakers. I said that out of order, but you get it. Also, check us out on YouTube, The Retro Insider on YouTube. Check out the videos, give you detailed looks at the sneakers that we get in hand. Help you make a purchase decision. If you like the video, give it a like, leave a comment. Also, don't forget to subscribe. Help us grow the channel. But anyways, thank you so much once again for checking it out everywhere across the globe. Until next time, y'all stay humble and proceed. Yo, what up? This is Jared Watson, and you're listening to the Retro Insider Podcast Show, where we're bringing you the latest news, reviews, and how to cop tips for all your favorite classic retro sneakers. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this segment. It's gonna be all right. Yeah.